So today we are discussing about incorporating internationality of Krishna consciousness ISKCON. There's a lot to discuss in this matter. When Prabhupada registered the society, the purposes and objectives of the society, and we'll discuss that later, but I think I will read from Leelamrita a little bit, then the same objective and purposes documents which Prabhupada registered in 1953. That's in Jhansi. That's a League of Devotees. So these are very important documents for all of us, because the whole society is based on these teachings. We can manufacture so many other things with our limited mind. But matter of fact, the whole society, if we are thinking it's going to go for 10,000 years, then these purposes and objectives should be fulfilled. I think there's a lot. I don't know how much we can cover in 45 minutes. But there are letters, there are Prabhupada's different letters regarding these purposes. So let's see, we'll start with that. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutleshmat Bhakti Vedanta Swamrita Namne Namaste Saswati Deve Gurvani Pracharne Sheshunevadi Pashadeshtarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Narayanam Namaskritam Charanrotnam Devim Sasati Vyasam Tato Jayamadhirayat Vancha Kalpataru Vishkripa Sindhu Vevcha Patitanam Pavne Vaishni Vevya Namo Namaha Vagam Katri Vachanam Pangam Langtigram Tatkam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutleshma Giriraj Swaminiti Namne. So I begin with reading from Leelamrita, and this will come up to the registering ISKCON. Shirada Gokulanji Ka Sita Ram Lakshan Hanumanji Ki Jai. Leelamrita. We shall call our society ISKCON. Prabhupada laughed playfully when he first coined the acronym. He had initiated the legal work of incorporating that spring while still living on the Bowery. What, even before its legal beginning, he had been talking about his International Society of Krishna Consciousness. And so it had appeared in letters to India and in the Village Voice. A friend had suggested a title that would sound more familiar to Westerners. These are very important things. These things, these devi things, what will appeal Westerners. But here Prabhupada is giving answer to these views. A friend had suggested a title that would sound more familiar to Westerners, International Society of God Consciousness. But Prabhupada had insisted, Krishna Consciousness. God was a vague term, whereas Krishna was exact and scientific. God consciousness was spiritually weaker, less personal. And if Westerners did not know that Krishna was God, then the International Society for Krishna Consciousness would tell them by spreading his glories in every town and village. Krishna consciousness was Prabhupada's own rendering of a phrase from Srila Rupa Goswami's Padavali written in the 16th century. Is my speed okay? It's not too fast, because I'm trying. I mean, I think I'm a little fast, but I would go. Normally I speak very, you know, I don't want to go speak fast, but there's a lot to cover. That's why I'm just, so please mind if you need to absorb, you know, concentration. Krishna consciousness was Prabhupada's own rendering of a phrase from Srila Rupa Goswami's Padavali written in the 16th century. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita, to be absorbed in the mellow taste of executing devotional service to Krishna. But to register ISKCON legally as a non-profit, tax-exempt religion required money and a lawyer. Cole Yeagan had already gained some experience in forming religious, political and social welfare groups. And when he had met Prabhupada on the Bowery, he had agreed to help. He had contacted his lawyer, Stephen Goldsmith. Stephen Goldsmith, a young Jewish lawyer with a wife and two children and an office on Park Avenue, was interested in spiritual movements. When Carl told him about Prabhupada's plans, he was immediately fascinated by the idea of setting up a religious corporation for an Indian Swami. He visited Prabhupada at 26 Second Avenue, and they discussed incorporation, tax exemption, Prabhupada's immigration status, and Krishna consciousness. Mr. Goldsmith visited Prabhupada several times. Once he brought his children, who liked the soup the Swami cooked. He began attending the evening lectures. Whereas he was often the only non-hippie member of the congregation. One evening, having completed all the legal groundwork and being ready to complete the procedures for incorporation, Mr. Goldsmith came to Prabhupada lecture and Kirtan to get signatures from the trustees for the new society. July 11, Prabhupada is lecturing. Mr. Goldsmith, wearing slacks and his shirt and a tie, sit on the floor near the door, listening earnestly to lecture despite the distracting noises from the neighborhood. Prabhupada had been explaining how scholars mislead innocent people with non-devotional interpretation of Bhagavad Gita. Kindly remind me, I want to really speak on this particular subject. I mean, I can speak. Then I think it will be taking a few hours. So I'm just trying to read first of these things. Kindly remind me, stop, about Bhagavad Gita, you know, interpretation of Bhagavad Gita. So if I forget, I don't forget, I want to forget the point. And now, in recognition of attorney's respectable presence, and as if to catch Mr. Goldsmith's attention better, he introduces him into the subject of the talk. I will give you a practical example of how things are misinterpreted. Just like our president, Mr. Goldsmith. Now, Prabhupada, he just has come. So Prabhupada immediately, just in lecture, he's mentioning his name as a president. Nothing has established yet. So there's no initiated devotee at the moment. So Prabhupada is calling. Just like our president, Mr. Goldsmith, he knows that expert lawyers by interpretation can do so many things. When I was in Calcutta, there was a rent tax passed by the government and some expert lawyer changed the whole thing by his interpretation. The government had to reenact a whole law because their purpose was foiled by interpretation of the lawyer. So we are not out for foiling the purpose of Krishna, for which the Bhagavad Gita was spoken. Unauthorized persons are trying to foil the purpose of Krishna, therefore that is unauthorized. See, Prabhupada was thinking much ahead of anybody. All right, Mr. Goldsmith, you can ask anything. Mr. Goldsmith stands, and to surprise of the people gathered, he makes a short announcement asking for signers on an incorporation documents for the Swami's new religious movement. So because these papers are already ready, Prabhupada completed them in Bowery. Mr. Goldsmith, I can take them now. Mr. Goldsmith is saying, I can take them now. Yes, Prabhupada said, yes, you can. Now devotees are sitting there. They are not even initiated. And most of them are hippies. And Prabhupada is saying, yes, you can. Bill, you can give your address, and Raphael, you can give yours, and Don, Roy, Mr. Greens. As the meeting breaks up, those called on as on to sign as trustee come forward, standing around in that little storefront, waiting to leaf caressingly through the pages the lawyer has produced from his thin attach and to sign as he directs. Yet not a soul among them is committed to Krishna consciousness. Mr. Goldsmith meets his quota of signers, a handful of sympathizers with enough reverence toward the Swami to want help him. The first trustees, who will hold office for a year until the first annual meeting of the corporation, are Michael Grant, who puts down his name as address without ever reading the document, my girlfriend Jan, and the James Green. No one seriously intended to undertake any formal duties as trustees of religious society, but they're happy to help the Swami by signing his fledgling society into legal existence. According to law, a second group of trustees will resume office for the second year. They are Paul Gardiner, Roy and Don. The trustees of for the third year are Cole Yeagans, Bill Epstein and Raphael. None of them know exactly what the half a dozen legal-sized type pages mean, except the Swamiji is forming a society. Why? They even didn't know. Prabhupada just appointed trustees to sign them. For a tax exemption, in case someone gives a big donation, and for the other benefits an official religious society might receive, but these purposes hardly seem urgent or even relevant to the present situation. Who's going to make donations except maybe for Mr. Goldsmith, who has any money? But Prabhupada is planning for the future, and he's planning for much more than just tax exemptions. So he was not really interested in the tax exemptions and few temporary purposes. He was planning for the big future. Where I was. He is trying to serve his spiritual predecessors and fulfill the scriptural prediction of a spiritual movement that is to flourish for 10,000 years in the midst of the age of Kali, in the vast Kali age, a period which is last 432,000 years. The 1960s are but the insignificant moment. The Veda describes that the time for the universe revolves. Well, I'm trying to skip that. Okay, come here. He has many practical responsibilities, paying the rent, incorporating the society, and paving the way for thriving worldwide congregation of devotees. Yet he does not see his humble beginning as limiting the greater scope of his divine vision. He knows that everything depends on Krishna, so whether he succeeds or fails is up to the Supreme. He has only to try the purpose of stated within ISKCON's article of incorporating reveal Prabhupada's thinking. There were 7 points similar to those given in the prospectus of League of Devotees he formed in Jhansi, India in 1953. That attempt had been unsuccessful, yet his purpose remained unchanged. 7 purposes of internal society of Krishna consciousness. You see, okay, let's read the 7 purposes first. Number one, the systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to society at large and to educate all the people in the techniques of spiritual life in order to check the imbalance of values in life and to achieve real unity and peace in the world. Thus I try to speak from here onward. You see, this movement of Krishna consciousness, which we see, Nigam Kalapataro Garitam Shukhmukhad Amrit Dharva Sayutam. Now we see how Shukdev Goswami received the guidance, the spiritual life, the understanding of Krishna consciousness from his father, and he presented as it is. Now, when he was presenting to Parikshit Maharaj, what happened at that time? There were so many other sages were sitting there. But who took it seriously? The Suta Goswami. When Shaunakadi, the old rishis, Namisharna, when they asked, There were so many sages were present at that time who attended the same meeting of Shukadeva Goswami. But they invited Suta Goswami because why Suta Goswami? Because he took it seriously. One of my teachers in the school, he used to tell, he said, I'm telling you the same thing, but you all are perceiving differently. Because we perceive according to our mode of nature. Message is the same. But we accept it differently. We have so many curtains behind us. And generally, people try to please audience. They want followers. That's what's happening in India, all over. They speak what people want to hear. They're not speaking what people need to hear. And what did Prabhupada done? Prabhupada, you think the Prabhupada started the society only when he came to England? To America? That's how generally we perceive, isn't it? Oh, Prabhupada went to 1965 to America. And he started a society, Indian Society of Krishna Consciousness. Matter of fact, Prabhupada started well before 1965. He had been working hard since 1947. These are official letters I'm talking about. After meeting Srila Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, what did he do? He took his mood. He took his mood. There's one letter. Let me read this letter to you. There's so many letters I can't. He said, my Guru Maharaj was called living encyclopedia. He could talk with anyone in any subject. He was so learned. So we should be like that. He followed his Guru Maharaj. And then he says, as far as possible, no compromise. Ramakrishna, Avatars, Yogis, everyone was enemy of Guru Maharaj. He never compromised. Some God brothers complained that his preaching was chopping technique and it would not be successful. What we have seen that those who criticized, they fell down. For my part, I have taken over the policy of my Guru Maharaj. Prabhupada took the policy of Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur. He presented Krishna consciousness as it is. He was not looking for cheap followers. He wanted to give the message as it was. So is Bhakti Vinod Thakur. If you see, so is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not accommodate people. He just went on with the same message. Six Goswamis, they did not compromise. They went on with the same message. So is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So is Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. And so is Prabhupada. And actually there is one letter to my Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Giriraj Swami. And I discussed this letter with Guru Maharaj. And I'm so happy with that. And that's the reason when I became devotee. And the fact is that Prabhupada is saying to Giriraj Swami, he said, the fact is that I'm the only one in India who is openly criticizing. Not only demigod worship and impersonalism, but everything that falls short of complete surrender to Krishna. You see, this is pure Krishna consciousness. He says, my Guru Maharaj never compromised in his preaching, nor will I. Prabhupada did not water down anything. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur did not water down anything. In those days, if you know that if you go to Jagannath Puri now, how many people heard this mantra, Nittai Gaur Radhe Shyam Hare Krishna Hare Ram? Do you know that? It's all over. Even now, you go to even Haridas Namacha Haridas Samadhi, they chant the same mantra, Nittai Gaur Radhe Shyam Hare Krishna Hare Ram. And you go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to live in the house of Kashi Mishra. Even if you go today to Kashi Mishra's house, they will 24-hour kirtan over Nittai Gaur Radhe Shyam Hare Krishna Hare Ram. I've forgotten the name of the person. The samadhi is in right next to Haridas Thakur. I know this name very well. It's just there was a great, very powerful sannyasi. He had some even mystic powers, and they said he cured cholera in Jagannath Puri and all this area during those times of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and people were following him like anything. Practically the whole Odisha was following him. Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur would go on the streets of Puri, and anybody he will hear chanting Nittai Gaur Radhe Shyam, he will hold him. He said, no, don't chant this mantra. This mantra is a bogus. So he would stop people on the streets. No, don't chant this mantra. This mantra is not bona fide mantra. Then he would tell, he requests people, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And, well, he said, my Guru Maharaj never compromised in his preaching, nor will I, nor should any of my students. A very clear instruction Prabhupada is giving to his student how we should present Krishna consciousness. We are firmly convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all other are his part and parcel servants. This we must declare boldly to the whole world, that they should not foolishly dream of world peace unless they are prepared to surrender fully. You see, each word is very powerful. Sometimes we just read it and we just brush it away. Oh, I've read so many times. But analyze the words. I told so many times this story. When I became a devotee, only on one sentence of Prabhupada. And that sentence which I read, that Krishna is the only Supreme Personality of Godhead, this one sentence made me devotee. Why? Because the whole India, I met so many sadhus, so many yogis, so many maharajas, and so many all others. But nobody says this, that Krishna is the only Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's, you all are God, you are God, I am God, this is God. But Prabhupada is the only Supreme. Then he not only says that he is the only Supreme Personality of God, he explains it. And here we have to read each word, each letters of Prabhupada, how he worked so hard. And he says, unless they are prepared to surrender fully to Krishna as Supreme Lord, we have to surrender fully to Krishna. No matter what is happening to us. These are very strong words, fully surrendered to Krishna. And Prabhupada have been working hard since 1947, if official letters at least for ISKCON, for us. After meeting Srila Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur, he was writing, he was planning how to present Krishna consciousness. He working hard, he was writing to the politicians. Read his letters. How many people have read letters, Prabhupada letters? Can you go? I request all of you. Must read Prabhupada books first. Then you know what his mood is. You see, when you read a writer, I never read Shakespeare and all these sort of things anyway, but I read so many other gurus and so many other yogis and so many other things. But you can read their mind. When I'm writing, if you write something, you're writing what you're thinking, isn't it? And Prabhupada, that's what Prabhupada is writing. These are ecstasies of Prabhupada. These books are not just Prabhupada written books for the sake of... He written these books, he expressed himself what Krishna consciousness is. And he wanted people to understand. It is very simple. But we have to read all his books. His books, his letters, then you can see what he was feeling. Read his letters right from there. You can go to his, these days, Wikipedia is a good way to access to this literatures of all this literature. Right from 47, he's writing to the prime ministers of India. India just got independence. But he's writing to Gandhi and to Rajendra Prasad, the prime minister of India. And he's writing to, the Gandhi he written a few times, but you know, Jawaharlal Nehru and so many others, all the leaders, he's been writing to them. And this is when he's writing. He's writing 47, 48, 49, you know, so many. I was finding this one letter for you, and some Bhagavad Sapta guys invited Prabhupada in Bombay for Bhagavad, you know, these Bhagavad Saptas. Prabhupada immediately said, no. He said, what is this? He written a long letter to him. I will read this letter. Remind me next time whenever I give a lecture. I want to read that letter. It's a fascinating letter. These are the letters. It's really, I feel so, you won't believe. I cannot express to you how joyful I feel when I read these letters. I tell you, I mean, I can't express to you how happy I get when I read these letters. And the vision of Prabhupada was this. Let me come to the vision of Prabhupada. Prabhupada is writing in to the I made this note maybe, I don't know, it's 50s or something. He's saying, back to God as devo. He's writing a letter to somebody. And to Rajendra Prasad. Yeah, I remember. This note I saved from the letter of Rajendra Prasad. That was the Prime Minister of India. And he written that, Prabhupada written to him. This is part of it. I'm not going to read the whole. This is the vision of Prabhupada. He's saying, back to God as devoted to his mission for all around human welfare work with a wider outlook. And for this, there are many appreciations by educating circles. He wanted a paper. You see, papers were not free at those days when Prabhupada was writing back to God and magazines and when he would start printing these books. So then Prabhupada, he had to go through so many legalities in order to acquire the papers for the printings. And then he will get the papers. He will take the delivery personally on the rickshaws. Then he will go to the printer with the papers. And then the printer will print it. Then he will do the proofreading. Then there was a cutting. Everything was done by hand. I have seen when I was young. I have seen all these with the hands, how they do it, how the printing they've done. Not this modern day printing. And the typewriter, when I used to learn typewriter, it was like this. You take a finger and you just push it right, you know, 6 feet down. You know, you may have done these, you know, these typewriters. And Prabhupada written in those sort of typewriters, you know, like it's really, and just look at this one, this note, this letter. Now he wanted a paper, he wanted to promote, he's saying that he's the editor of Back to Godhead magazine and he has got some plans for this magazine, so this paper should be released to him. And what he's writing, and this is not his 50s, he hasn't even gone to America. He doesn't know that he's going to go to America or London. And he's planning, he's saying, Back to Godhead is devoted to this mission for all around human welfare, work with wider outlook, and for there are many appreciations by educated circles. It is now decided that copies of the above paper will be posted. Now, these papers will be posted. It's not that he's posting. He said, it will be posted to the leading men of the world in the following scales. Afghanistan, 1,000. America, 10,000. Argentina, 500. Belgium, 500. Brazil, 500. Burma, 1,000. Canada, 500. Chile, 500. China, 10,000. Czechoslovakia, 500. Denmark, 500. Egypt, 1,000. Ethiopia, 500. France, 1,000. Germany, 5,000. So he's giving the whole number of it. Look at this. I've only read only up to 15. So he's given the number to the 53 different countries. United Kingdom, 10,000. So he's thinking of millions of copies getting distributed all around the world. This was the vision of Prabhupada. And this was, he hasn't even started Jhansi yet. So Prabhupada is thinking of, and it is expected that all the intelligent men will join this spiritual movement for a total reformation. So you are all intelligent here. Because we have joined this movement, Prabhupada envisioned this, that intelligent people will join this movement. Yes, it is true, isn't it? What is the verse in Bhagavatam? There's one verse. Yeah, Jijanti hi sumedasa. The person who is a, remind me the verse I've forgotten. How was that? How was the full verse was there? Krishna Varnam Tushe Krishna Sangha Pangas Pajnam Jagya Sankirne Priyaye Jijantihi Sumedasa. Sumedasa, very intelligent people. They worship Shishirada Gokulnan Sitaram Lakshanumanji Kijan. Now when Prabhupada is talking about, here Prabhupada is talking about, not for India, he told so many times, this is not just some Hindu religion. Hindu is a name, Prabhupada openly told. And in our scripture, it's not for the Hindus, for Indians or anything. There's nothing to do with that. Sabe punsha paro dharma yato bhakti radokshaje. It is for punsha, it is for humans. And these four principles which we follow, no meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, intoxication, four acts. These are just for, this is just make you human. It doesn't mean this makes you devotee. Devotee, when you start worshipping, this is called devotion service. When you're worshipping rather than Krishna, you have full faith, full surrender to Krishna. That is a devotion service. These are the basic things. We don't do this, don't eat this. Krishna is not telling in the Arjun at that battlefield of Kurukshetra, oh, you don't eat this, don't do this. Because it was understood, people were not doing it anyway. Civilized people don't do these things. Very simple thing. It's civilized. It's the difference between civilized and uncivilized. And when Prabhupada was setting up these societies, now let me read these purposes and objectives, because I don't want to miss that point. Incorporating, yes. Let me read this first, then we'll discuss on that. To systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to society at large, to educate people in the techniques of spiritual life in order to check the imbalance of values in life and to achieve real unity and peace in the world. Second, to propagate a consciousness of Krishna. He specifically mentioned no God, he specifically mentioned Krishna. As it is revealed in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, to bring the members of society together with each other and nearer to Krishna, the prime entity, thus to develop the idea within members and humanity at large that each soul is part and parcel of quality of Godhead Krishna. Next one, to teach and encourage the Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting of the holy name of God as revealed in the techniques of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Next one, to erect the members and for society at large a holy place of transcendental pastimes dedicated to the personality of Krishna. Next, to bring the members closest together for the purpose of teaching a simpler and more natural way of life. The seventh, with a view toward achieving the aforementioned purposes, to publish and distribute periodical magazines, books and other writings. These seven purposes Prabhupada given. Now let me read same as a League of Devotees. Now this is the whole prospectus Prabhupada written. How many people have read this prospectus of League of Devotees? Have you ever read it? Yeah. Kindly can you go on Wikipedia and you can read this? I want you to, because you see now I'm speaking, you may take it sometimes, you know, you may take this much, you may take that much, but Maybe I cannot deliver properly. So at least in your own mind, when you read it, peaceful mind, read the purpose of League of Devotees. Papa worked very hard. He worked day and night. When he used to write in the night in Vrindavan, and I think it was Prabhupada said, yes, I'm not going to Mangalati. The reason I've got important work to do here. He woke up whole night to write these books and we can't read it. We must read them. And he worked so hard. And why he worked so hard? When Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj went to Vrindavan and all the pandas, all the temples, they closed the doors to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Do you know that? All the temples, all the local pandas, they closed the temples for Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Why? Because he was preaching pure Krishna consciousness. He was not compromising with the society. Oh, let me have an interfaith relationship with them. He did not care about interfaith. He cared about the purpose of Krishna consciousness. And then he established. And Prabhupada followed the same mood. Prabhupada was preaching in the Jhansi. Let me read this League of Devotees. And only one person accepted Prabhupada. Do you know the name of it? Prabhakar. I mean, if you see the videos, he was the only first initiated devotee of Prabhupada, was Prabhakar in League of Devotees. When he set up the League of Devotees, you read this, it's 8:15 now, and there's a whole letter of League of Devotees. Please read how Prabhupada is putting the purposes here. It's a whole subject matter of, let me read some of it. I want to read all of it, but I don't know, you will go to sleep if I read. I mean, I will be awake. I'm happy. I'm enjoying. But I want you to do the same thing. But for this purpose, I'm not. You want me to read it? Is it okay? Well, I have to ask because otherwise he will say, why are you taking so long for the class? But Prabhupada was asking, okay, let me read the purpose. Where is it going? Hold on. Hold on, let me get it. Sorry, you know, these technology these days are so much. The purpose of establishing an association like the League of Devotees on the wish of Om Vishnupad Paramahans 108 Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj and Thakur Bhaktivinoda of Navdweep is keenly felt a necessary enterprise on a face of the present world situation, with special reference to the degraded and distressed condition of the human being. The human being is generally has forgotten the real purpose of life, being too much attracted by the external energy of the absolute truth. And as such, he is enamored with the beauty of the material nature without consideration of spiritual identity. You see, Indians, they were drinking tea. These days, they are doing all sorts of drugs and, you know, half naked, you know, ladies walking around, even taking birth in India. But it started during the time of Prabhupada in 1960-55. The Bombay, the film industry, Prabhupada said, that so many people came, they could not destroy the heritage of India. But since this film industry has come, it has destroying the whole India now. And Prabhupada wanted, give me one son, I will make him a Brahmin, but nobody was giving him son. He tried his preaching in Jhansi, but people were just simply bothered with the same purpose, how they can have a higher, what the generally people are doing, higher education, and they have family attachments, financial security, and they want some status in the society. These are four Maya, really, that's what the people want. have a high, some good status. And Prabhupada tried to preach in India, but they were not listening. And that's what Prabhupada, then he came to West. And look at that, Krishna had kept for him. India is changing. People are making, giving so many interpretations on Bhagavad Gita. You believe it or not, I tell you, Prabhupada always discouraged. I attended, I like to mention one point. I attended one program. I just went to see what the person is speaking. Now, because Prabhupada did not encourage that we should go and listen to outsiders. Nithai Chand, when he was going to Radhakund to listen to Babaji, at that time Prabhupada told him off. He said, "Why are you listening to Babaji?" "Oh, Prabhupada." He said, "No, you speak. If you think that they are not speaking properly, but you speak. You give a lecture. Then you arrange these lectures, this morning class, Bhagavatam, and evening Bhagavad Gita class. For what purpose? So we can be strong in our Krishna philosophy, learning philosophy of Krishna consciousness." And people are minimizing Bhagavad Gita. "Oh, I have read once." Reading once Gita, you can't understand. And matter of fact, so many Goswamis in Vrindavan, they don't even read Gita. They think Gita is nothing. It's spoken by Krishna. Can you imagine? A Gita, there is no difference. And that Shiva, the husband of the mother nature, Parvati Durga, and when Durga asked Shiva, "My dear Lord Shiva, why are people calling you Shiva? You got crematorium ashes on, you got snakes, you got scorpions, you got ghosts and spirits all around you. You're living in a crematorium as well. Everything is impure, but people calling you Shiva mean all auspicious. Why? What makes you pure?" And the Krishna, the Shiva is saying in Padma Puran, he said, "My dear Devi, I am pure simply because I meditate on the verses of Bhagavad Gita. I relish the verses of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, without understanding Bhagavad Gita, it is impossible. It's impossible. I'm saying word again, impossible to come and worship Krishna. You can never understand Krishna. No matter how much Bhagavatam you do, no matter how much talks of Bhagavatam you do. It's like simple. If you want to become educated in a mathematics, you must know 1 to 100. If you don't know 1 to 100, there is no calculation. You cannot learn mathematics, isn't it? If you don't know ABC, you cannot learn English. It is the foundation of Krishna. The Krishna spoke without understanding the Gita. It is, you cannot know Krishna. Recently there is some devotees of ISKCON. They're starting promoting this sort of professional Bhagavatam Sapta. Some Swami come from Vrindavan. They think, "Oh, he's coming from one of our 6 temples. Maybe the person is very elevated." But the guy doesn't even read Gita. I attended the program. I attended for one purpose. I wanted to just see what he's speaking. Because it's lured by devotees. Why don't you read Prabhupada books? The person didn't even speak a word of Gita in 7 days. I went, same thing. I see what happens. He's speaking on the birth of Krishna. So one devotee rang me, "Prabhuji, you want to hear?" I said, because I was invited. I would not go out of the way to go to this. The family invited me. I told them, "No, I can't come." Prabhupada refused to go to do Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Sapta in Bombay. He told blankly, "I'm not coming." Same thing I said, they rang me, "Prabhuji." I said, "No, I'm busy." Then one day, second day, then again, then the one of the devotees, I said, "What to do?" I asked my friend. I said, "Principally, I cannot go. I'm not interested in this." He said, "No, you must go." I said, "Why?" He said, "I want you to listen what he says with your own ears." I said, "That's right. Maybe Krishna is speaking through you." So I went. 3-hour class. The person is supposed to start on the birth of Krishna. How many hour class? 3 hours. Since 7 o'clock, I'm sitting there. I have not heard one little sentence about the birth of Krishna. He went 1 hour, half hour, 1 hour, 2 hour, 2.5 hour, 2 hour, 45 minutes. After he spoke, he's speaking about Krishna birth. And within 5 minutes, he spoke of Krishna birth. Oh, Jai Kanhaiya Lal ki, Hathi Ghoda Pal ki, Jai Kanhaiya Lal ki, what they say. And then the people are, all the Indian ladies are sitting there, Jai Kanhaiya Lal ki, Hathi Ghoda Pal ki, and they're singing that. And then within 5 minutes, he gave the birth of Krishna. And the 5 minutes, the whole cake is coming. Oh, bring the cake, cake. Krishna is taking birth, Krishna taking birth. And they cut the cake, and that's the birth of Krishna. We can talk hours and hours on the birth of Krishna. Then there was Rukmini Vivah one day. And that's another thing that I gave this class in Bhagavatam, about Bhagavatam, why we should not follow this at Vrindavan. If you understand Hindi, you can go on there, you can see the lecture on that. Prabhupada is not really... Now, what do they do, these saptas? 7 days, what do they speak on 7 days? Half an hour, they put the garland on the people. Half an hour, about... Mataji is laughing. She knows. She has heard these classes. So what do they do? 1.5 hours they sing. After every 10 minutes they will start singing. I'm speaking 1 hour. But I'm not start singing now. I'm still speaking to you. Every after 15 minutes they have to sing a new bhajan. Why? Because the audience will go to sleep. So then they'll sing a bhajan and tell you crack few jokes and people laugh. Very nice. And one day they do puja. Next day do the yagnas, and between one day they will do the Gopi Geet, and one day they will do the Dwarka to Rukmini, and the Gaya went to the Soda Rukmini, the pastimes, they give you some concoction ideas. People think they are given Krishna consciousness, it's just a bogus. So on that day a guy came to me, though one of the organizers, right in front, right in front I was sitting there, he said, so he was very, a lot of his devotees sitting there. But I was reading all the faces of the people, how they're reacting to the stories. I was witnessing everything. Some devotees are very serious. So in the end I asked, why are you so serious? I didn't express them what I'm feeling about the class. I said, why were you so serious? The whole audience were laughing and, you know, clapping. Why were you so serious? He said, no, because he was not like Prabhupada. So he was an intelligent man. So we should not be illuded by these things. When I went home, saw the whole, there's people sitting in the, some of the people, they've come to my group over there. They were going for social purposes, and I explained to them, no. So then they asked, I said, you want to read about Rukmini Vivah? Go and read this Garga Samhita. Krishna book theory is pastimes. But Garga Muniji explained, there is more details, some details more, because Shukdev Goswami had limited time. And if you want to read the Rukmini Vivah, very clearly it says Krishna, simply, Krishna did not come like in this. This person was explaining how Krishna was hiding and he came in there. No, he came openly. He came openly. He snatched Rukmini in front of people. So my whole purpose of giving this stoke was the purpose and objectives of Krishna consciousness you read in your home. League of Devotees you can read. And Prabhupada, he very clearly explained that we should not compromise and we should present this Krishna consciousness as it is. And I can just read one more if you want. One of Prabhupada, Lila Amrita, how Prabhupada said few things. I can read one letter to you, then you see, decide. He says, Prabhupada said, "My dear Sudama, please accept my blessings. I beg to acknowledge receipt of your letter dated October 27, 1972. I have noted the content carefully. So far as roadshow and yoga village are concerned, these things should be stopped. Simply perform our kirtan. If we divert our attention in this way, the whole thing will gradually deteriorate. He is going far away. All these things are nonsense inventions. Such inventing spirit will ruin our this movement. People may come to see, some people will become devotees, but such devotees will not stay because they are attracted by some show and not by the real thing of spiritual life according to standard of Lord Chaitanya. Our standard is to have kirtan, start temples. What is this road show and yoga village? It will be another hippie addition. Gradually the Krishna consciousness idea will evaporate. Another change, every day another change. Stop all this, simply have kirtan, nothing else. Don't manufacture ideas. Hoping this meets you in good health. Your ever well-wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada." So hope I covered some of it. If you like to say anything else, Prabhu, you like to say something? Maybe I'll request if you can say something about.
There was in 1973, just after we got the manor, the Prabhupada came in May to see the manor. Then he came by the helicopter from the airport and was cold, no furniture. Came again in July for a theater and stayed the whole summer. But at one point, our then GBC, he organized a program here on the lawn with some favorable rock musicians. Prabhupada was in his quarters upstairs. He wasn't at all pleased. He told him, you be careful. He said, you'll turn this place into a brothel.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, my request to all of you is, you see, Prabhupada gave us a wonderful philosophy. This is not, I'm not saying because I'm part of ISKCON. But if you really analyze how Shukadev Goswami presented Krishna consciousness, if you analyze what is Krishna consciousness, you chant Hare Krishna, you see how the Bhagavatam is presenting, how the conversation of Vidur Maitra Muni is going on, how our six Goswami presented Krishna consciousness, how our Madhvacharya presented Krishna consciousness, how Ramanujacharya presented Krishna consciousness, how Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Gokshas Babaji Maharaj, how Prabhupada presented Krishna consciousness. That's how we should practice and that's how we should present. There is no need for anything else. Some say me is a fanatic. If we are fanatic, then all of them are fanatic. Because surrendering fully to Krishna consciousness is not, what is the right sentence, fanatism? It is not that. It is fully surrendered to Krishna, nothing else. And Krishna himself is all attractive. And if you think that you want to attract people, then have a faith in Krishna. If we become pure, the whole world will follow you. Simply you becoming seeing Krishna. I was yesterday when sitting with Sthapa Prabhu, so I remember, you take that special order, then you just follow it. When you follow it, the whole world will follow you. The whole world will follow with the purity. Because that's the main meaning of becoming a pure devotee. Pure devotee means just by seeing you, they become devotee. And that's the power Prabhupada had. This is the power Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had. So then they don't need to manufacture other ideas to attract people. Sorry, you say something? Last one we'll take. I think I'm so sorry I've taken a little long. So,
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you for a very nice class. So you mentioned about how Prabhupada was discouraging people to open up yoga centers and meditation centers and so on. But yet today, in today's ISKCON, we're seeing in order to dovetail the modern world versus ISKCON's messages, we are seeing meditation centers, yoga centers, Ayurvedic clinics, etc., open up in order to ensure we attract people and then give them Krishna consciousness, but also in the guises of giving people yoga, meditation, Ayurveda, etc. How do we want to ensure that we don't dilute too much the message of Krishna consciousness in light of what Prabhupada said?
Well, you see, that's their understanding. Whoever thinks like that, you've got free will. You can do whatever you want. You can manufacture ideas, that's their ideas. I don't do it. Prabhupada said to Giriraj Swami in 1972, if I give you very simple, I read it before, and same thing Prabhupada told. He said, I have to find it again otherwise. He said, I've taken the policy of my Guru Maharaj. He said, he never compromised, nor I will, nor my disciple should be. So if somebody does compromise, that's their problem. But when you get a diamond with hard earning money, when you earn very, very hard, you work day and night, and then you know the value of money, isn't it? When you work very hard, then you know what the money is. Prabhupada did not waste money. And I don't waste money. Because when you work hard for it, then you know what the money is. And when you work very hard, after great difficulties, when you come to Krishna, then you come to realize Krishna, then you won't compromise. Very simple. At the age of 5, when I came to this country, I know how much I struggled to come to Prabhupada. I know how hard it was for me to come to Prabhupada. Since the age of 5, I have been struggling in the life, asking questions to the different people, but nobody had a question. But when I came in contact with Prabhupada, because I was looking for them, 1976, I was looking for them in Punjab. I was 16 years old boy. I was looking, Hare Krishna, where are they, where are they? I heard. But they were not there those days. Maybe I was supposed to get married. Otherwise, I would not come here. But I worked hard for it. And when I found when Prabhupada, one sentence of that, I said, that's the one. Then you value it. When it comes little easy, you don't value it. So for me, if you are an intelligent man, you are an educated person, study his letters, study his instructions. Then do what you want to do. He says very clearly, I've given you that. I read that. I read the Yoga Village and everything. I read it to you. I'm not saying it. I'm not following New Age preaching. I'm very happy with 4 things. Chanting Hare Krishna, taking prasadam, distributing books, going to Harinam, worshipping deities. Wonderful. What need is there for it? I established when I Prabhupada with mercy, when I done this, when the Hare Krishna Culture TV show, I kept basic principle in the Hare Krishna Culture TV show. I just kept same thing, chanting Hare Krishna, reading his books. So if somebody thinking other ideas, good luck to them. So you have to ask question to them. Then you will see the result if you live for another, I hope you live for another 50 years at least. I want you to see the result. You will see the result. Result will come. Take my word. So all the result will come in front of all of us. Following strictly, full surrender to Krishna, Prabhupada said very clearly, full surrender to Krishna. So when we are not fully surrendered to Krishna, we are surrendering to other things. We are surrendering to other methods. Prabhupada said, when to Gira Swami, he said, you have got your plan, I have got my plan, and Krishna has got his plan. So, New Age preaching, they can have their plans. It's up to them. Good luck to them. But there is no need. This is, you can't change the whole world. I can't change. I'm sitting here. I can't create a fuss over here. Why they're doing this? Why they're doing? Is there free will? You understand my point? Is there free will? If somebody wants to do some new methods of something, you got free will. You do what you want to do. But for myself. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This is the answer. Read Prabhupada's books, read his letters, associate with devotees, listen his lectures and follow. Krishna will guide. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.